Coach, just a thought now on you're heading out. You've got three in the back pocket. Is it one day at a time? I asked Tanner Glass. He takes it one day at a time. How do you manage it?
Well, the same thing. I talked about this before. It's more singular focus. We're trying to, you know, there's some goals we have. We'd like to catch 500, you know. There's some goals we've had since the beginning of the year. We've been chasing that 500 mark for a while. So we've put ourselves now one game closer to that. So we'll focus on that. But we have to continue to play well. We've played pretty well the three games. Of the three games, our last game against Philly was probably the one that was more disjointed than any of the other ones. But, you know, as a general sense, I'm pretty happy with where the team's at. We have to continue to work the same way on the road and become a hard team to play against. And we know what that means now, and it looks like we're trying to put our best foot forward when we talk in those terms.
Have you had the team fire on all cylinders yet, do you think?
I thought so. Probably against Tampa Bay and maybe against Washington. I didn't think so against Philly, although we played hard, we played well, we just didn't manage the game very well, but I think we were pretty close in those two games, Tampa Bay and Philly. But that's a good question.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I saw that Slater and Bob and Vlad were all back on the ice today, so obviously
yeah,
rest helped them, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, sometimes you got rest, flu, banged up, you just that's the life in the NHL. You can't, it's really hard to expect all your players to practice all the time. That's just part of managing the group. You're always catching up, trying to teach guys, and you've taught nine forwards, you need to teach four more because you're always in and out. That's just the way it goes. But yeah, they're a lot better today. They feel better today. You know, Ladder's come down with the flu a bit, so he doesn't have a whole lot of energy, but he'll be okay for tomorrow, we hope.
Ron Hainsey, game time?
I think Ron Hainsey is pretty close, yeah. It could be, but we're very optimistic that he'll be in the game.
Do you expect to face any different Washington team?
Well, I think they'll be a more confident group. They played last night at home. They'll be at home, the comforts of home. And I'm sure at this juncture for them, they're going to be tired of what's gone on around their existence. So we expect that we're going to have to play very, very well against them. It'll be all we can handle against them. They're a good team, and they you know, and Bruce is a good coach, so they'll get it sorted out, and we just don't want them to sort it out when we're playing them.
Colin, what was your impression of Sidney Crosby last night?
You know, I'd only got to watch about 9 minutes of the game. I couldn't find it. The first took me an hour to find it, and I had to make some phone calls and where is this game? But anyway, I was very impressed. Very impressed, and I'll tell you why I was impressed is because when you watch the game as a whole, you see the impact he can have on his team. You talk about leadership. When he was on the ice, they looked like they were playing at a speed that no one else could reach, and they were playing at an emotional level that they're used to winning at and playing at, and I was impressed. And the other thing, and this is a good lesson for young guys, I told our players today, I said, of the 4 points he got, how many were on the backhand? They were all on the backhand. I mean, and I think Steve Sullivan in between periods said it best, and I know Steve from Nashville, as he said that he pays a great amount of attention to detail, and he works on his game, and you could see it. You watch, he has a skill level that no one gets to, and the only reason is he's invested the time. He's really put in the time, and it's impressive. You watch that backhand he fired at 55 miles an hour. Oh, I don't have a slap shot like that. That's impressive. I was really impressed. It just, to me, he oozes character and a winner and everything that's good about sports.
Do you think that he'll be treated differently at all by players in the NHL for fear that he could get injured again, another concussion, anything like that?
I think that people have a lot of respect for him, and they'll treat him with respect. I think he'll play a little bit differently until he feels comfortable, but that's even more dangerous because I think he'll now start playing with speed. More speed. And I was evident last night. He was at rocket speed where everyone else was at train speed. So I think that it'll work itself out, but he has a lot of respect. But, you know, with all that play, that good play that he has, if he embarrasses you, that's tough too. You know, if I go out there trying to defend him and he embarrasses me, I'm not a happy camper. I don't want to be embarrassed in front of 20,000 people. So you want to lash back, but he has a lot of respect. I mean, that goalie blew around the defenseman there. That's another one. It's just, you look at that speed in the backhand. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I know you've talked about him before, but what another comment on Mark Flood and where his game is at?
Well, Mark to me looks like a player that's vying to be a full-time NHL player. You know, whether that happens here or this year or not, it's hard to say, but I've had him in the past, so my thoughts are very clear with him. I liked him last year. I told him that one-on-one. I told him at the end of the year I thought he could be an NHL player, and he would get an opportunity if that came up. We had no idea what would take place come this summer, but I'm just glad he's back with our organization. He's played well, and he's done the things that I've always felt he's been capable of. So for me, this is no real surprise for him. You know, what he has to do is continue, and that's the challenge. And I spoke with him about this about a week or 10 days ago. Is it because you get in a comfort level, and now your game slides, not slides, it gets comfortable, and boom. It's like, oh geez, a couple of back-to-back bad games, and but he hasn't had it so far, so that shows you his emotional maturity is real good.
Yeah, he kind of said that one of the keys he thought is just kind of living for the moment, you know, just...
Sure, and I think that is right. You don't get too full of yourself, and sometimes if you have an ego, that can be a dangerous thing because now you start to separate your shoulders, patting yourself on the back, and then before you know it, you're playing in another league, so... I think it's smart that he focuses on the task.
You have to be happy with, maybe it started on the road trip, the long road trip, the resiliency your guys are showing and that how that's growing.
Well, I am happy about that because we have a fairly young team, and that's something that usually gets developed through time. And usually if you've got an older team that's 29, 30 or 29 average age, usually you have that with a lot of older guys. And with us, I'm happy because our guys are picking it up quick, and what it does is it shows me what I already knew, or they showed me actually, was that they care about their game, and that's what I really like about our group. And that's the hats go off to our leadership group because that's where it all comes from. Well, it comes from everybody. It comes from the organization and the play and everything else. She wants to wave to me.
I just made her day.
Yeah. I was thinking, who's she waving at?
You're going to have to manage some numbers, I guess, if you've got guys.
Yeah, but that's
back.
A good problem to have, you know. We have a couple extra guys, I think, but we always manage numbers here. Sometimes you have too few, but most times a few too many, but that's the way it goes.
You haven't had that, really, this year?
Not a lot, no. Right. No, it's been good.
Are you confident that the team has bought your system now?
That's another good question. So that's two good questions today. You had one. Sorry, guys.
We're not related.
Just kidding. I know I got to go soon. Yeah, just a second. No, I'm not completely, no. That takes time. That takes 60 games, 50 games. Maybe not that long, but it takes a while.
I'll ask you
another 40? No, not that long, but I'm comfortable they're getting what we want to do, and I think we're on track for it. I wouldn't get that comfortable yet.
I called it